The ability of the Earth to support life depends on the amount of rainfall it receives. The tropical rainforests of Africa, Asia, and Central and South America are teeming with life. They get up to 400 inches a year. Yet in other parts of the world, little or no rain falls, making the land barren. Areas where the annual rainfall is less than 10 inches a year are called deserts. The largest of the Earth's deserts is the Sahara in northern Africa. The Sahara covers an area almost as big as the United States, apart from the central portion, which is mountainous. The Sahara consists mostly of sand. There is water, but it lies far below the surface in ancient underground lakes. In some places, it bubbles to the surface in the form of springs. More often, the wells have to be dug to get to it. In these places, the soil is fertile, and people can grow crops and raise animals. Oases spring up around these places, often becoming the size of small towns. There are a welcome sight places to the travelers who cross the harsh land on the back of camels, or more commonly today in four-wheel drive vehicles. South of the Sahara are the countries that make up the Sahel. The Sahel is an area that stretches 4,000 miles from Senegal in the west to the Ethiopia in the east. This part of Africa was once mostly grassland. Grassland, it provided good pasture for cattle and made it possible for the people of these countries to be reasonably well-fed. In recent years, however, it has been afflicted with long dry spells. They have been the worst ones in nearly two centuries. As the drought continues, rivers and lakes dry up. Without water, the grass withers and the cattle are left with nothing to feed on. To make matters worse, too, many trees that held the soil and place have been cut down for firewood. This has resulted in widespread soil erosion. Because of changing weather patterns, the Sahara is spreading into the Sahel as it continues to expand southward. The Sahara has taken over more than a quarter of a million square miles since the 1950s. This is equivalent to an area roughly the size of France and Austria combined. Although nothing can be done to change weather patterns, scientists believe that in time, conditions will change. If that happens, the land that is now desert might revert to grassland. The people of the Sahel have suffered greatly, however. Hundreds of thousands have already died as a result of famine. One-third of all children born in the Sahel still died before their fifth birthdays. Millions have left their once prosperous village and have poured into the overcrowded cities to the souls, where they live in primitive shelters. Nouakchott on Africa's west coast was home to 15,000 people in the 1950s. By 2005, the town's population had exploded to an estimated 750,000 people. Most of them refugees from the slowly spreading desert to the north.